And here we are. It's a fine Monday on the fly down at the Vintage Red Barn. Our first show of 2012's on the fly season here at AirVenture. And as usual, I'm joined by H.G. Frauci, the executive director of EAA's Vintage Division, and also Steve Krogh from, you're a director of EAA and heavily involved in vintage and also in charge of the Type Club tent, correct, Steve?
Right.
And then we'll also be joined by Jeff Robeson in a little bit a while. He's the president of Vintage here at EAA. And Jeannie is here as well. And Jeannie will be talking to you about all the activities in Vintage this year, this week. HG, what do you think so far?
Well, it's been plenty warm, but we've gotten a really great turnout here. We're well over 700 airplanes on the field as of last night, 761, I think it was. It's about 200 and some odd number over the top last year, which was a pretty good year, but this year is a better number in terms of early attendance. And I think, certainly the weather had a lot to do with it. Folks wanted to get in and get settled down, and we've got a great roundup. And we'll let Steve talk about the Cubs when we get to that point, but it's really, really quite a scene to see. I can't imagine what it was like down in Hartford. I'm sorry I missed it, but it looked like it was a lot of fun.
Well, I didn't miss it. I was down in Hartford with Steve and my Cub, and it was a very, very nice event. We'll get into that a little bit later. Let's talk about some of the maybe new things that are going on in Vintage this year, 2012, and we can talk about the future, later on in the broadcast.
Sure. Certainly here in the Vintage area, there's plenty to do, and if you like old airplanes, this is the place to be. If you get down to the AirVenture grounds, we're on the south side of the main stage, if you will. Yeah, if you're in Celebration Way, you come down the center line and to Phillips 66 Plaza, make a left, come on down to the Vintage area. You'll see the red wayfinding tower with the little red feather on top and the webcam. You can come watch the Vintage area online. Now, if you go to AirVenture.org, they've got webcams set up all over the grounds, and you can look right at the Vintage area. Directly opposite of the Red Barn, this year's special aircraft display, not surprisingly, is a Cub FBO. And Harry Mutter from the Piper Cub Museum, or the Piper Museum out in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, has brought a number of artifacts along. And it's really a neat display inside the old airmail shack, which remember last year is the airmail shack. This year is now our Piper Club FBO. And a number of airplanes out there, including J-3P, the first one that we've seen here in a long, long time, and the museum's E-2 Cub, a J-3, and the very first PA-18 Super Cub is on the other side of that. And then, of course, we've got the antiques just south of Theater in the Woods. We're looking for a good turnout on them this year. We've got a group of Howards that just came in this morning, Howard DGAs, some beautiful stagger wings, and a number of Stearmans, and just a really great area to take a look at antique airplanes if you really like it, and they're not too far away.
Well, and I know there are aircraft here this year that are here for the very first time, so that's always special when we get new airplanes in Vintage that have been restored lovingly and then return here to Vintage. Some of them may have been here in old form and older colors, but now they've been restored and beautiful airplanes.
Right in the front yard of the Vintage Red Barn, we always put some special airplanes on display there. And for the first part of this week, up through Wednesday, as I understand it, we'll have a Buell Air sedan. Now, we've had one Buell Air sedan here before. It is not the same airplane. That airplane was owned by Greg Herrick. This airplane, it was restored, was completed by Andy Bauman over in Michigan, and is actually owned by the Buell family. The airplane will leave here, and then it will go in a museum, and that's it. So if you ever want to see this airplane, now's the time. If you don't want to look at it in a museum, you want to see it, if you will, in the wild, out on the grass, this is the place to do it. Right now it's on the Vintage in Review stand. It'll stay there for the day, and then just we'll move it just a little bit north of there near that nice tall tree we have on the corner here, and it'll stay there through Wednesday.
All right, and I see that the Cubs, the big formation that we're going to talk about here in a little bit, they're parked all together down a little bit south of here, starting on what road, do we know?
I believe it's, now I should know that right off the top of my head since I laid the map out, and for the life of me, I can't remember.
It's real easy. 70, it's, row 70,
yeah,
or 75? Yeah,
if you're down on the area, the easiest way to spot it is when you see the Hangar Cafe. That's that Quonset hut that's where they sell chicken. Zogs has chicken and also our operations shack. It's right after that. There's an intersection of Old Highway 26, and it's where the trams make their roundabout there. that from that location south, and that was chosen because it gave us the option of having cubs that both wanted to camp and wanted to park. We could segregate them, but we didn't have to have them split by a couple rows of regular airplanes, if you will. And there are the last count I saw last night, Steve, was how many?
181 cubs on the field at sunset last night.
Yeah, which we believe is a record.
It is definitely a record here at Oshkosh, and a record. There's only one other record in the world. There was at one point 235 cubs in one place some 30 years ago at a location unknown yet. But according to Roger Pepperell, that was the absolute record.
Mm-hmm.
But this is far and away the largest grouping of cubs any time in recent history here, anywhere in the United States or North America, for sure.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, guys, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Cubs to Oshkosh. Here on the fly, down at the Vintage Red Barn at EAA Oshkosh Air Venture 2012.